Blog Talk Radio.
Or whatever time it is in your part of the world, you are listening to Moon, Mu, and You, the Collective Wisdom. Our call-in number this evening is 347-205-9200. Our guests this evening are Laura Whitelaw and Liz Lichty. Both are EFT and Z-Point coaches, and both have a membership site called The Way to Bliss Now. Liz and Laura are in Joan and my mastermind group, and we communicate often, so we have a good time together. And we were really excited about our show tonight. First, I want to bring on Moonvine, a.k.a. Joan Adams. Good evening, Joan.
Good evening. How exciting.
It's
going to
be
fun to have Laura and Liz on tonight.
Absolutely. And how are you this evening?
I'm good. Thank you. Good.
Wonderful to hear your voice.
Always good.
Always good. I'm going to bring on Laura next. Good evening, Laura.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
Hello, Laura.
Very good. How are you both?
Wonderful.
Good, good.
And I'm going to bring on Liz.
Hi, Kate.
Good evening. Hi, Liz.
Hi. Hi, Joan.
Hey, Liz, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Good.
Great. Hey, this reminds me of our mastermind call, so we're all very...
I was just thinking that. It sort of feels like our regular mastermind call.
It does.
I need to make a quick announcement. We do not have chat tonight. Or I don't, anyway. It says no chat is available. So if anybody's trying, you cannot get on chat, probably. Any of you have it?
I have it up, but of course it looks rather inactive.
Okay.
So that might be...
No chat, yeah.
Okay. Well, just let me make another announcement, and that would be that this show will be able to be accessed through iTunes, and we'll make a lens about it and put it up on blogs, and it will be readily all over the Internet within the next few days, so... No worries at all.
Wonderful.
So, Liz and Laura, how did you two meet and become coaches together?
Yeah, well, we didn't become coaches together. I guess we already were coaches individually.
Mm-hmm.
And Liz and I met almost 2 years ago now. It was the summer of 2007. And kind of a funny story, I actually manifested Liz. Ha ha ha. And I guess I had been, it's a bit lonely sometimes, you know, being a small business owner, you know, you're a one woman show or what have you, and it can get a little bit lonely. And I had often thought, gee, wouldn't it be nice to meet somebody in my town that's got the same passions as I do and that's into EFT and all this energy work and, you know, that I could chat with about business in terms of building an energy coaching business. And I guess at that time I was kind of involved in meetup.com, which is an online site where you can book local events or attend local events, and they're usually topic specific. And there was a local event being run with, I guess the theme was Law of Attraction. Mm-hmm. And I decided to go to this event, and it was funny. I had been holding this intention. I wasn't super attached to it, but I'd been holding this intention that I wanted to meet somebody that I could potentially go into partnership with in business with the whole energy coaching thing. And went to this meetup, and Liz, I guess she'll tell you later, but she felt the pull to go there, to go to this particular meetup as well. And the two of us got talking and discovered that we shared the same interests. And pretty soon afterwards, we started coaching together, running these monthly, it was monthly, wasn't it, Liz?
Yep.
Monthly.
Yep.
Yeah, monthly meetup groups where we would coach people using these energy techniques. And that's how it all started. And then we started our website almost a year ago now. And so we run teleclasses and still do individual coaching. And, you know, we have a great online bliss spa, as Liz coined the term, with a whole bunch of audios on various things that you can I guess, release the resistance around, such as money worries or not being able to get to sleep and all kinds of good stuff.
I like that, Liz Spa, or a Bliss Spa.
Liz
yeah.
Spa.
Liz Spa.
Wow, that's coming next year.
Yeah, the Liz Spa.
It could be a chain.
Yeah.
Have an entire
yeah, exactly.
chain of spas, right.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah. No, I love that story, too. And it's funny because Laura said she manifests me, but, you know, I had thought the same thing maybe a bit longer ago, maybe not as you know, putting it in an actual manifestation mode, but, you know, often thought, wouldn't it be nice to partner because you have someone to work with, share ideas and that. And but it was funny that night because I'd never been actually out to one of these meetups and had joined just as, you know, looking around. This was a law of attraction meetup. So we were, you know, I was looking on there and I'm like, oh, do I want to go? It's Sunday evening. Oh, I don't want to go to a coffee shop on a Sunday evening. And then I thought, okay, I really should go to this. Come on, Liz, you know, don't be lazy. Get off your chair and go. And I did. And yeah, it was funny because we met, clicked right away, talked. What was it, Laura, in the parking lot for like an hour and a half?
At least. We were just gabbing in the parking lot for like at least an hour, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just
yeah.
like, wow. Like, how often does that happen that you meet somebody that you've got so much in common with?
Oh.
And, you know, that you just like blah, blah, blah. Well, Liz is, it's not hard to be short on conversation with her because she's a talker, but, you know, where, you know, you just, you don't run out of things to say, you know, like it was just like that. With
yeah, and to find somebody like that is a gift. That is a gift.
Totally.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I forget now because I've been friends with her now for almost 2 years, but for a long time afterwards, you know, I'd often think, oh, I'm so grateful I met Liz. She's so great, you know.
Aw, that's
so much in common with her, and she's a great friend and has the same interests as me. A lot of my other friends, and, I mean, you guys have probably experienced this yourself with people you've known your whole life. You know, if you talk to them about law of attraction stuff, I don't know, you might be fortunate enough that people don't look at you sideways when you start talking about that kind of thing. But you know, in my case anyway, a lot of people kind of look at me like I have horns on my head, you know, and
mm-hmm.
You know, or talk to them about the body's energy and that sort of thing. But you know, so it's great to have somebody that's, you know, at the same place that I am.
Oh yeah.
Do you live in the same town?
We do.
Oh,
my
that's
goodness.
So cool.
Yeah,
wow, that is
yeah,
so
we're
cool.
We live about 20 minutes away from
yeah.
each other.
Yeah. It's Twin Cities, Kitchener-Waterloo. They're called the Twin Cities, so they're right next to each other, and yeah, very close. Because I'm actually at one end of the one city, and she's at the other end, and it's only 20 minutes. So,
now, of course, our listeners may not know when they hear the Twin Cities, they might think of you know, a place in
Minnesota.
The United States. Yeah, Minnesota.
Yeah,
so you guys are.
We're from Canada.
Absolutely. In Canada, yes. Actually, Kitchener,
Ontario.
Some people
Ontario.
Might be interested to know that Kitchener is the home of the largest Bavarian beer fest, Oktoberfest, every October.
Mm-hmm.
That's our claim.
So it's quite fun. Yeah, it's quite fun around here in October because it's very festive with the fall harvest, and I guess, you know, they set up all kinds of tents all over the city, you know, and everybody's in there drinking beer.
A lot of German, there's a lot of German heritage around here, so it's a...
Oh, and I love that music. The music.
Yeah, a lot of oompa-pa and
oompa.
Very festive.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know if any of you have seen the movie. Gosh, it was Bob and Doug. It was about 20 years ago. It was 25 years ago. What was it called? Strange Brew. The movie.
Was that
Strange
a Canadian
Brew.
Movie?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
But you might remember Bob and Doug McKenzie from the SCTV show. What's the actor's name? He was in the Ghostbusters movies.
Dave Thomas? No, it wasn't that.
No, Dave Thomas is one of
Rick
them.
Moranis.
The other one is...
Rick Moranis,
yes. So they used to be a comedy team here in Canada, and I think in the U.S. they got SCTV, and they created this, you know, almost like the way Mike Myers did with Wayne's World, you know? They had anyway, they made a movie and everything, and... I think it was released in the U.S., but in one part of the movie, they were actually in the Kitchener-Waterloo area during Oktoberfest. And anyway, just thought I'd mention that because, hey, our town's been featured in the movies.
Yeah, we're not that small. We're close to Toronto, like not that far away from Toronto, about an hour.
Okay.
An hour.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I was just going to ask, do you guys drop in on each other, and you can do that kind of stuff too, huh?
Yeah,
you
we
drop
do.
In and have go for walks and
have a cup of coffee.
Usually we get together with we'll get together with the kids too.
Oh,
and actually,
good.
You know what? That's where it's funny because a year ago, well, not quite a year ago, it was near the end of the summer last, or was it July? Laura, maybe it was
July.
Last July.
Last year, yeah.
And I had Laura over, and we came over, and she was come over. And sitting out on the back deck, and the kids were swimming, and that was when we said, you know, Laura says to me, you know what, we really should do a website together. And I said, yeah, you know what, we really should. And she goes, well, let's do it. And we're like, yeah, okay, we're going to do it. Let's do this. So that's where it happened. It was funny because
wow.
We were here the other day, and we're like, hey, this is where it all started, Laura, right here on the porch or the
back. Yeah.
We
we're only 20 minutes apart, but we probably only get together maybe once a month or once every couple of months, you know. But I was over at Liz's place a couple or 3 weeks ago, I guess, and yeah, it's kind of neat because it all happened on her back deck that we started talking about the Way to Bliss Now, and kind of that very day we started jotting out a framework for what we wanted.
That is a beautiful thing.
Well,
yeah.
And the neat thing, too, was before that, like, we had met through Meetup. How we really got started working together, we actually created a Meetup for EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques, because we wanted to share them and work together doing that. So we did that, and you know, it's neat because we started our group, and the first night I think there was one person came out, and then maybe there was, what, or something, Laura, but it just kept building. Like I think at one point we had 15 or more, and we'd all tap
regulars that were coming every week.
Yeah, and
or
then,
every month rather.
We just, you know, what began to we found that we met once a month, and people just weren't like they had such great results, but it was hard for them to incorporate it into their daily lives. So that was another motivation for the membership site, was that, you know, here's a place that people can come. They can come and be a member and have access to all of the audios and actually our twice-monthly teleclasses and actually have coaching sessions and keep plugged in a easy way. You know, nobody had to really, you know, if they had kids that didn't have to figure out getting babysitting, they could actually sit in front of their computer and still be part of the community. And that's kind of what our teleclasses feel like. They're very, you know, we keep them very casual, very warm, friendly, safe atmosphere to to tap on stuff, blocks to prosperity and relationships and, oh, anything else that comes along. Mm-hmm. Anything. You name it, we'll tap on it. Or we'll do Z-point. We do Z-point quite a bit, too. Often we'll do EFT or tapping, the 1 week, and then 2 weeks later we'll do Z-point on various topics. Yeah.
And you could probably do them together, like EFT and Z-point, like one after another.
Yeah, and we have done that as well, but I guess we were doing that more in the beginning when we first launched our site, but now we're finding that we're getting busier and it's kind of hard to give, I guess, both the tapping and the Z-point justice in 1 hour. So we usually alternate one teleclass is on the tapping and the next teleclass is on the Z-point so that people can really get the full benefit of both techniques. So...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I know that I have benefited from Z-point, and I can't imagine why I don't do more EFT, but I just don't get into the habit of that because Z-point is so much easier to do for me. But, I mean, for our listeners, maybe you guys could tell us exactly how you see EFT and Z-point, and I don't think... people know what Z-point is, so
well,
they might
know,
more.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Kate, I think that's what sets us apart is, you know, at the Way to Bliss now, we offer both EFT or tapping and Z-point. And what we find is that sometimes it depends on the issue that you're going at or the block. Sometimes, you know, Z-point is just much more appropriate. For example, if you have a feeling, you know, you're not feeling whatever, whether you're feeling down or just unmotivated or whatever's going on, and you can't actually pinpoint what that is, it doesn't really have a name, if you can feel it, you can release it with Z-point. So it works on a more general scale, whereas with tapping, you have to be pretty specific. You have to get down to the nitty-gritty. It also is a wonderful thing, too, if there's sometimes, you know, a person maybe doesn't feel like revealing the details of what's going on, and with Z-point, we don't actually have to know. If you can feel the feeling and you can locate it, we can release it. So mm-hmm. It's great to have, we always say it's great to have more than one tool in your toolbox.
For sure.
Well, yes.
The other thing that I like about Z-point, too, I mean, one of the downsides to EFT is that, take for example, you all of a sudden go into a panic attack and you're in a crowded place. You know, people are too shy to start tapping in front of strangers particularly or even people that they do know. And, I mean, there's ways you can tap. You can kind of hide your hands and just tap on the hand points and stuff like that. Or you can just mentally tap, and that is very effective. But with Z-point, you can be doing it anywhere. You can be doing it, you know, in while you're in the lineup at the post office and be doing some Z-point. And, you know, you're just generating this wonderful energy around everybody else that's standing in the lineup with you. So that's what I like about it, too. I mean, the other thing is Liz just recently created a Z-point audio to help you sleep at night if anybody listening has trouble with insomnia. And I find it's the perfect tool for getting to sleep. You know, when you're tired but you can't quite nod off to that unconscious state when you want to and you're a little bit on the wired side, I find personally I don't really want to start tapping, but if I lie there and do Z-point, it knocks me out in no time flat.
That's kind of what I was explaining to somebody today on one of the forums. They were asking about that, and I said, well, to me, it just requires so little effort on my part. As a participant in Z-point, I can sit and focus on a keyword or a whole lot easier than I can think, oh dear, what do I need to tap? You know, it's just a whole lot simpler process to me. And, of course, I love hearing your voice, so, hey,
okay.
I love C-Point.
Yeah, and that's the other issue, too, that a lot of people, especially people new to EFT, they get all caught up in the proper language to use.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I mean, Z-Point, you don't need to be specific, but you can certainly be specific in Z-Point if you want to be, but you don't need to be for it to be effective. In fact, it works better when you just focus on a feeling, even if you don't identify what that feeling is. Like, is that feeling grief? Is it sadness? Is it anger? Is it anxiety? What is that feeling? I just don't feel good. You can just focus on that feeling and release it.
Yeah. And I like the idea of nobody knowing what's going on either. I mean, if you were doing a session, like I hope we're going to practice one in a minute, but nobody mm-hmm. has to know what's going on in your head at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You're not, you as a participant, you're not having to tell anybody what's going on. You're just participating, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's very private. It's a very simple process, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It is, and it's very deep, too. It's funny, because when I first learned Z-Point, I actually was certified through Merriam-Webster's Certified Energy Coach program, and we learned various different techniques, one being EFT at the time, and you know, as opposed to tapping, we call it tapping as well. So it's pretty well the same thing. And we were learning Z-Point, and it was funny because we had the one class, we'd been introduced to it, and I was like, huh, I didn't really clue into it that much. I felt, you know, I felt very relaxed after it and not really getting how it worked. Not that you have to, because, in fact, if you try and get too caught up in it, sometimes it's worse if you're trying to clear something, but we had the creator of Z-Point, Grant Connolly. He was on one of the calls. We were very privileged to have a lot of the creators of the different techniques that we had during some of our classes, or we could listen to the teleclass. And he said something about it, that Z-Point works on, like, much bigger than the, you know, the third dimension. It, you know, works on more like the 10th dimension and a very, very spiritual level, and that the more you use it, the more heightened your senses become and more your intuition develops. And I have to say that is very true. And
mm-hmm.
when he said that, I really sat up and paid more attention and thought, wow, I really need to work with this and use it more. So, yeah, I love Z-Point. Laura and I both have had some pretty neat experiences with it.
Yeah, and that would make sense, too, that it's on a spiritual plane, and that's part of what I'm saying when I'm saying you don't really have to do anything. It's happening inside. And it happens in spite of you, almost, or it did to me. It was my first experience with it. I was just amazed, and I thought, but I didn't do anything, you know. And I felt
except
so much better. What happened there?
Yeah.
You know, how did
that
happen?
Well, yeah. Sorry, Joan, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just I was going to say was just that, you know, if we're going to do a demo a little bit later, anybody who's listening, it might be important for them to know that you just go ahead and repeat your cue word, but don't worry about stuff that comes up. You know, you can let your mind wander. You don't have to be, like, laser-focused on your cue word or anything like that. You just need to relax and repeat your cue word and let the process work for you. So you can just about nod off. You don't want to nod off completely, but you can almost nod off, and just as long as you remember to keep repeating your cue word, let your mind just take a mental vacation, and it'll do its thing.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes is hard for people too, and I have to say, you know, for I've had experiences where I have introduced Z-Point to someone who's been, you know, a lot of experience with Reiki and all kinds of other meditation and energy techniques. And I mean, there's a lot of people out there doing it. And what I found was one of the hardest things that, in my experience with the several people that I shared it with, was that because they were so into the energy thing, they couldn't believe that something could be that simple. So it actually interfered with the way it was working, because they had to figure it out, and their mind was working too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I've had
connected
exactly
to the chakra or whatever what was going on, and I, you know, all I kept saying was, you know what, you're thinking, you just say your keyword.
Yeah, don't analyze the process.
Yeah.
But that's the thing that Laura finally explained to me, and I understood finally after my first Z-point session was, you know, you're working it too hard. Leave it alone. You know, we all want to work hard. We think we're not going to get anything out of it if we don't work at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think just leaving it alone and letting it work is probably the hardest part of it, the hardest part. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And some of the Z-point statements, I've had people really question the some of the Z-point statements that are used, because they're, I guess, a little odd. And, you know, just, yeah, exactly. They just get over-analytical about the actual Z-point statements. But really, when you're being taken through a Z-point session with a practitioner, you know, we're working with your subconscious mind. So, and the subconscious mind usually speaks to us in pictures, in things that, in ways that don't really make sense to the conscious mind.
Right.
So that's why, you know, if you try and analyze it too much, you won't get the benefit of the process.
Yeah.
I think doubt is what the analytical mind, when people are all bent out of shape about, you know, how is this working and how can it be so simple, I think it's a doubt thing. And doubt is one of the biggest blocks to our enlightenment that there is. So working, maybe you guys can work with that, telling people that the voice of doubt needs to be calm. You just use the Z-point words on that doubt, and it will just go away. Or the analytical mind, too. Thinking too much always gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But it's interesting, too, though. Z-point seems to plug on through that, too. I mean, it's funny how much it does work, even when, you know, you have someone almost kicking and screaming, sitting there, well, this can't work. And then there have been, you know, rare instances where that stuff comes up that is so deeply lodged that a person, in fact, I had a client once that we worked, did some Z-point, and, you know, she said to me, I feel worse now than when I came in, which is very rare. But I did notice that a lot was going on in her life, like unbelievable stuff was going on in her life. And what was unnatural was how she was handling it. Like, she was, you know, answering the phone all chipper. She was living like there was absolutely nothing wrong. And you can only keep that up for so long. And when we did the Z-point, this stuff she'd been doing so well at burying was now suddenly floating to the top. Like, you know, when if something's down at the bottom of the lake and it starts to float and now it's on the top, well, you see it and it's rotten and it's not very nice looking. But, you know, it sometimes that will happen if we have been putting a lot of effort into pushing it down. And as it started to surface, she felt worse at that point. But then the next time we got together, she actually had some revelations from that
mm-hmm.
she realized she needed to face. And but that's you know, that doesn't happen very often, but it can, depending on what's under there, because it works so deep and so quickly and so eloquently that it's amazing. It really is.
Well, she could have been having a healing crisis.
True.
Yep. Yep. And she was in denial too. There was a lot of denial going on as well. So, you know, this was bringing stuff that actually really needed to be looked at and addressed. And sometimes you do gotta wade through the put the hip waders on and wade through a little bit of stuff, shall we say, before you get to the other side. But it does it, you know, very quickly. And I know there's a lot of psychotherapists and counselors and using, you know, energy techniques, and they're getting results, you know, within a few sessions. And what, you know, some talk therapy has been, you know, over the years has gotten, it's taken years. So, you know, it's EFT and Z Point and that are at the forefront of the cutting edge tools, you know, that people who are helping people are using and really, you know, really making headway.
And when you think about it, Z Point and EFT does not create a dependency. The talk therapy, you become dependent on the therapist. And that's why it doesn't really, you know, that's why it kind of takes so many years, if you're lucky, if it works at all.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's it. Like, you know, the tapping and the Z Point are, you know, fairly easy to, well, Z Point is a lot easier to learn, but fairly easy to learn and begin using on your own. Or, of course, Liz and I have created thewaytoblissnow.com, where people can come in and clear various issues they're dealing with and be guided by, you know, an audio download on clearing a lot of crap.
Putting it bluntly.
Put it bluntly. Yeah.
I love it.
That's all it is. It's all just crap, right?
Right.
I'll just mention, too, actually, Liz was the one that introduced me to Z Point after we realized we had the EFT in common, and we started running these meetups. She was always going on about Z Point, it's wonderful. And so one day she actually took me through a Z Point session, and I remember at the time thinking, oh, this didn't work. This didn't do anything for me. And I really did not feel any difference at all. By the time we hung up the phone. But then probably about three or four hours later, I just felt this incredible peace just come over me, wash over me. And it was just wonderful. You know, it was like, wow, yeah, like this is total, I'm totally in the now. And I felt great for about 3 or 4 days afterwards, and it was amazing. All kinds of things started, all kinds of serendipitous things began to occur. You know, Liz and I had gone to this networking event, and we walked into the networking event, and I guess one of the giveaways there was a free decluttering session with a decluttering coach, I guess, or an organizational coach. I thought, man, I could really use that. Pop my business card in there, and guess what? I won. You know,
cool.
There was all kinds of interesting things like this that were happening. That, you know, serendipitous things that, like, wow, I'm just like a total manifesting machine here. After this Z Point.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I agree. I think often you don't know it while you're in it. You experience it later. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe right. even it can happen years later. The thing I was working on in our Z Point session, Laura, that we had, and I can't quite remember how long ago it was, maybe even a year ago. The thing I was working on has completely dissipated. It took about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's completely worked out.
And were you listening to the recording over and over again since then, or?
Not at all. I just do my Z Point phrase pretty much several times a day at least,
mm-hmm.
and try to get centered within myself and, you know, keep myself protected.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's a really good lesson for people, though, too. You know, pardon me, if anybody's been on the emofree.com, that's Gary Craig's main, the main website for EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques, if anybody's been on his newsletter list for any length of time, they'll have read about a number of one-session wonders, and they certainly do occur. But I guess the problem is that people expect these energy techniques to work in one or two sessions, and sometimes they will on certain issues or on specific aspects. But energy work if it's taken you 20, 30, 40 years to get in a depressed state, it's going to take time, not just one or two sessions to clear a lifetime of emotional debris. You know, it could take several sessions before you begin to feel, you know, more balanced, more whole, more relaxed, or begin to see outer manifestations like you have, you know, a year later. But, I mean, it's important to keep at the energy work and keep working with it. And you know, I mean, Liz and I can both tell you that we've had some amazing results from the ongoing work that we do on ourselves.
That's the key word, yes. Ongoing.
Exactly. I was just about to say the same thing.
Yeah, ongoing. It's, you know, like one interview that Liz and I did, you know, I guess our wish is to see people using these techniques on a daily basis. So that was the motivation for The Way to Bliss Now. You know, much like, you know, you brush your teeth every day.
Yeah.
Energy work should be incorporated into everybody's day. In China, that's what they do. There's a lot of people, well, I mean, you know, a lot of people do Qigong or Tai Chi or whatever. But they do a form of tapping over there on a daily basis. Many people do. It's just part of their daily routine, their daily, you know, it's like hygiene for your emotions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, you know, people who are, you know, working the law of attraction and having their manifesting rituals, well, if you want to speed that process up, you know, give it a turbo boost, do that in combination with you know, Z-point or tapping, because what it's doing is, you know, often there's the frustration with, well, you know, I've been doing everything, but why isn't stuff happening, you know, fast enough, and that creates resistance. It's just that, like, we don't know the underlying block sometimes why things aren't happening, and when you're releasing that, you know, the kinks to getting you where you want to be, energy techniques are the ideal solution for doing that, because it works on a subconscious level. You can start releasing blocks that, you know, you might not have gotten around otherwise, or it makes them more obvious, and they do work wonderfully for not just clearing the negative, but enhancing the positive. So you can really raise your vibration using these techniques. So, great.
Can I tell a quick story about Z Point? I just remembered this. I was driving to work one night and remembered to do my Z Point, and suddenly a car comes catapulting out of the intersection and narrowly misses every car there. And I was able to get out of the car and tell the driver that he had a guardian angel, and I hope that he honors that, because he definitely could have killed everybody there. And everybody was in a state of shock, and some man almost came over to, you know, ream him out, probably punch him out. And I told him that instead of being so angry, just be happy you weren't killed. So anyway, I get to work, and then a patient was threatening to kill the doctor there.
Oh,
I thought it was, the thing is that to me everything was much funnier than it really would have been otherwise, I'm sure. And the doctor himself was so freaked out, and I just had a great time with the whole situation, and it was a miraculous thing. The whole thing dissipated, and the person who was really angry left the premise by himself. Nobody courted him off. Nobody put him in handcuffs. It was such a miraculous thing, and I never forgot that. It was just so powerful. How
yeah,
everything was.
Yeah.
just because of my own attitude.
Yeah, and I have to say I had a similar, I noticed I had a very similar experience to that just this past Friday. My family, we all went out of town, and we were planning on heading out of town about 4 o'clock, 6-hour drive to go to Montreal to go visit our family and go see a sick family member. And just as we were about to leave, my husband says to me, "Did you realize you've got a flat tire at the back?" And I was like, "I do? Okay. Well, I better go up to the service station and go get the tire filled." So I went in and to get the tire filled, and there was a young fellow there that I suppose he was looking at me and going, "Oh, here's this soccer mom. She probably doesn't know what she's doing." And so he offered to help me fill up the tire, and he did that. He did so, and he was looking at the tire, and he said, "Do you realize you've got a nail in here?" And I said, "Oh, thank you. I probably wouldn't have noticed that unless without you pointing that out." So, and I was like, "Darn, we're supposed to be going away this weekend." He says, "Well, you're not going anywhere with a tire like that. Like, you better go get it looked at." Okay, fine. So, but there was enough air in it that I was able to take it to a tire place, a garage, to go and have them take a look at it. And, I mean, number one, I was grateful that I ran into this guy, and then he'd pointed out that I had a nail in my tire, because I probably wouldn't have noticed it. And anyway, got the tire repaired. 4 hours later, because it was a long weekend here, the garage was very busy. Thankfully, they were able to take us. But they got the tire repaired, and we were on the road 4 hours later. And it only cost $16 to repair it, so that was another good thing too. But you know, as we got on the road, I was thinking, you know, there was a time when I would have been fuming. I would have been so upset about being delayed 4 hours from getting out of town. And I was just filled with gratitude. Number one, that I'd met this young fellow that pointed out that I had a nail in my tire, that I was able to, even though it took, 4 hours, I was able to get an appointment with a garage to have them repair it. And number three, that it only cost me $16 to repair it. You know,
That's great.
Yeah. But there was a time when I would have been so upset about something like that occurring.
Perfect.
But it was it was divine order.
Divine order.
Yes.
Exactly. And it did seem that way too, because I thought, "Oh, well, the angels delivered this nice young fella to me to point out that I had a nail in my tire," because we would have been in real trouble if we'd taken off with a tire like that and midway down the highway wound up, you know, with a blown tire or something like that. It would have been a lot worse.
And maybe you were delayed for some other unforeseen reason.
Right.
You never know.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You never know.
Right,
well, we only have 16 minutes remaining on this show, so let's do a whatever you want to do session here and work on our energy levels. Does that sound like a good idea?
Sounds great.
Great.
You going to lead this, Liz?
Sure. Z-Point consists of three things: a healing program read to the subconscious mind, which I will do in a minute. It's very short. Like we kind of said before, don't pay much attention to it. It only needs to be read once, and it will be in your subconscious forever unless you say, "Well, I don't want that anymore," but trust me, you won't say that. And then a cue word. So what we'll do is just maybe just for this demo, we'll just suggest the cue word yes, because yes is a very positive word. It means the same thing in all languages. And it means something positive in all languages, too. And it's easy to repeat. And that cue word is designed to activate that healing program. And I'll guide us through several statements. And after each statement, you'll just repeat your cue word to yourself over and over again, just like this. Yes, 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 yes. And as you repeat it, you are releasing deeper and deeper layers of whatever feeling it is. And I think we'll leave it open that, you know, to just take a moment and think of whatever it is that seems to be irritating you right now, or any concerns, stresses, tensions that are going on in your life right now. And for everybody, if you just want to take a minute and think of that issue or thought or feeling and try to gauge it on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 being not a problem and 10 being very intense. So everybody just do that now. It's important to, so you're able to gauge it when we're done. You'll be able to see where you are at. And it's okay to focus on that feeling briefly, because it's just going to be very brief and for the purpose of releasing it. So I'm just going to read this right now. I hereby set a powerful intention within you, my subconscious mind, to effect the best of all possible outcomes by this and every clearing, and that each time I notice a pattern or patterns I wish to be free of, as I say or think my cue word, you will release all such patterns and components of patterns completely and safely. And each time I repeat my cue word in sequence, like a mantra, you will release deeper and deeper layers and completely resolve and transform whatever pattern or patterns I put my attention on, releasing and transforming everything about it, everything that relates to it, and everything that has resulted from it. And you will do so gently and easily, always ensuring that the pattern or patterns being released are forever transformed into beliefs, attitudes, and feelings that serve my highest good and highest potential. And that's it. So that's a one-time read. It will always work for you. And we've got our keyword, yes. And we'll just go back to that feeling. So if you can just put your thought on that feeling. You have a number for it now. Could be anywhere from 3 to 10, with 10 being the most. And I'm just going to get you to locate that feeling in your body. We always, our feelings are always in our physical body somewhere. So just locate that, whether that's in your chest or your solar plexus, or, you know, in your gut. Just locate that and be aware of that feeling. And I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to say a few statements, and I will guide you as to when to say your cue word. And the most important thing is to relax while we do this. Whenever I think about this issue, this problem, this feeling, I feel, and just repeat your cue word, yes. I release all the ways I feel this feeling. And just repeat your cue word. I release all the ways I feel this feeling because. And just keep repeating your cue word to yourself. Release all the ways I feel this feeling whenever, and repeat your cue word. I release all the ways I may feel this feeling if, and just keep repeating your cue word. I release all the ways unconscious and conscious parts of me feel this feeling. And repeat your cue word. I release all the ways these parts feel this feeling because. And repeat your cue word. I release all the ways these parts benefit from my feeling this feeling. And repeat your cue. I release all the ways these parts wouldn't feel safe if I let this feeling go now. And repeat your cue. And take a deep breath in and out. Okay, and I'm just going to ask everybody just to gauge where they are. And you know what that number was at first. And just think back to that feeling and gauge where that is right now. That's good. I would bank that it's gone down at least a couple of numbers. How about any of you girls on the phone? Do you want to volunteer to say where you are?
Well, it went from 10 to 0.
Nice.
Okay. I think I went like 9 to 6.
Nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's very typical. That is, yeah. Kate, you're just a whiz there getting rid of that. Boy, oh boy.
She's practicing.
Well, we'll see. We'll see the manifestation, though. I hope it doesn't take a year.
Very cool. Well, I'm going to...
No, a year is good. A year is good, actually.
Yeah. Well, if we have enough time, I'd like to do one more piece of this.
Oh, we have time. Go ahead.
Okay, great. And Kate, for anybody else who ended up at a zero, what you can do is I'm going to do this where we envision a circle, and you put the remainder of whatever you're feeling in this circle, this releasing circle. But if you don't have anything left to release, you can put it in a manifesting circle or a creation circle, and it'll work the same way. So those of you who still have some of that feeling remaining, just envision drawing an imaginary circle in front of you, and you can fill it with light, and just place that feeling, what's left of that feeling, and you know where it was in your body. You can remember that because we located it, and just envision taking that feeling where it is in your body, what's left of it, and holding it in your hands, noticing the shape of it, if it has a color, and just place that in the circle. And what we're going to do is count down from 10 to 0, and as we count, each time I say a number, we'll repeat your keyword after it the same way you did with the other exercise. So you're just going to go yes, 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 yes as we count down. And what that's doing is releasing everything about that from whenever it became a problem, and that represents 0, and 10 is where we are right now. So we're going to just release everything in between there. And you don't have to really know what it is you're releasing. If you notice some pictures or thoughts or, words or whatever that might come up into your consciousness, just be aware of them, sort of like a passing cloud, and just keep repeating it. Don't give it too much energy, too much thought. And we'll begin, and I'm going to start right at the top, and I'll cue you along. 10. And just repeat your keyword. 9. 8. 7. 5. Four. Three. Two. Just keep repeating your keyword. One. Zero. And take a deep breath in and out. Is anybody still awake?
Very relaxed.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, that was terrific.
Good.
That's wonderful.
Joan, do you mind sharing where that number is now?
Probably 4.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And what you can do is just count down again. And that's the beauty of it. You just, you know, whatever's left, you just put back in that circle and keep counting down. Sometimes you might find that there's something else you need to put in there too,
mm-hmm.
that might come up, which would be, say, a related aspect that we're not aware of. Yeah.
That's neat. That is neat. That's a super experience. It really
is.
It is. That's
it
great.
It really is.
That's
yeah,
great.
Very relaxing. Very relaxing. Definitely.
And very simple.
Thing to do before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
You know, I had, I don't know why I'm looking at my iPhone, and I have no idea why this is happening, but suddenly all these Twitters are coming across. It's very odd. I haven't turned anything on, but apparently there are astronauts in outer space at this moment, and they are reveling. I can't believe it. I think it's a message that we need to hear. They are reveling in the beauty of the Earth from outer space. And then the astronauts have just started to Twitter. I think I just said that. So anyway, they're Twittering and people are retweeting the fact that they are looking down on this beautiful Earth. And it seems so absurd, probably especially to them, that there should be any strife, any disharmony, any kind of garbage that people carry around at all.
Oh,
and I just think that's a very synchronistic message that comes through on my iPhone. I have no idea why. But there it is. It's one of those electronic glitches that Zadian Brinkley talks about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very timely. Very timely.
Very timely.
Well, you know, this stuff it definitely works on the collective conscious, too. Like,
I mean,
I think that needs to be said that when we're all working on ourselves and working through our sludge, we're working on the world's sludge, because every, you know, you got to imagine every little bit of negative energy that we're releasing, that we're carrying around, is helping everybody else.
Yeah.
So it works on a global scale.
Yeah, and apparently right now there's an earthquake in California. That's odd. So, I mean, there's all these things that are happening at the same time, and it's not that it's all about us. It's not all about me. It's about all of us and how we all can rise our energy to be connected to everything else.
Right. Yep,
we are all connected. And these techniques teach us to remind us to keep that in our consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And when the astronauts say, hey, folks, it's about priorities and all is well, and all is well, and all is well, and all is well, then we should listen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, isn't that interesting that that message
mm-hmm.
just comes through? Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Because
yes.
No coincidences.
Oh, mm-hmm. That is so amazing. Well, we've run out of time.
Of course.
It's the fastest
hour
in the week.
It is, absolutely. Absolutely the fastest hour in the week. Thank you both.
Thank you so much for coming on. We really, really appreciate it. And this call will be just transcribed and made into a lens and put onto iTunes. So we are on a roll here. We're having fun. And we appreciate your adding to it. So,
well, thank you so much. It was.
We
so
would
much
love
fun.
To have you come back again, because I feel like this was very, very transformational. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We love it.
Yeah,
anytime.
No, we'd love to come back. This
good.
Was great fun. And just, you know, Liz and I both love talking about energy techniques. Hey, we would
please
doing
tell
our
us
favorite topic.
Tell us your membership site URL, please.
Oh. Yes, www.thewaytoblissnow.com. And anybody listening, if they go there, they'll have the opportunity to opt into our newsletter, which typically goes out at least once a week. And they'll get a free download on Z-Point and a tapping, guided audio for prosperity.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great.
I also want to thank our music that has been generously offered to us by Klaus Jensen and Henrique Burke Abu. And I will play that as a final exit from the program. So we love you all. Thank you so much. Thank you, Joan. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you
all. I'm so
thankful
for you.
It's been a joy. Totally. It's been a joy. Thank you.
Thank you.